I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Life in the aftermath of a natural disaster is never easy for survivors. War certainly makes it worse. That's the case in Pakistan's southwestern province of Balochistan. A big earthquake there more than a month ago killed 400 people and left hundreds of thousands needing aid. Now the Pakistani government and Baloch separatist rebels are fighting over who should deliver the aid. Marvish Ahmed reports from Mashki Gajar, one of the worst-hit areas. She was there on the day that the Pakistan army wrested control of the rebels' main medical camp.
Hidden under the rickety top of a makeshift hut, we're not sure if we should stick our heads out to see what's happening or continue to live under the illusion that we're safe as long as we can't see the sky. I'm sitting with four Baloch women, one girl, and a little boy. All of us are in the dark on a bright Monday morning. There's no reception on our phones, and we have no idea where anyone is. Some of the men left on motorcycles in the morning, escaping into the mountains. And my hosts are worried for their families and of what would happen now. I arrived in Mashki Gajar with the Pakistani relief group ED Foundation. They've been ferrying patients between the earthquake-hit areas and hospitals in the nearest major city, Karachi. After the quake hit this part of Pakistan at the end of September, ED helped bury 183 bodies from Mashki Gajar alone. Weeks on, the villages still lie in ruins with little relief in sight. Much-needed aid has been delayed because of a war the state refuses to acknowledge between the Pakistan army that moved in and the Balochistan Liberation Front, or the BLF, that was already here. They're fighting over who gets to provide relief and medical supplies. Ehsan Kamal, a political science lecturer at Qaid-e-Azam University in Islamabad, says the earthquake-hit areas have become a battleground for a much bigger issue. Essentially, who will win over the people in this forgotten corner of the country?
In Balochistan right now, you have the military at one hand trying to control who delivers aid and which agencies can operate in that region, whereas on the other sides, the separatist groups, they are also wanting to control the aid, deliver it themselves. And so there's this kind of conflict on who gets to deliver aid.
The provincial government in Balochistan has called on neutral international relief organizations to step in. The general secretary of the local separatist political party, Abdul Manan, agrees. Baloch, for and against the Pakistani state, say the solution is simple. The UN, Red Cross, and others need to enter and help. According to Manan, however, the Pakistani state won't let that happen.
Pakistan is not allowing the MSF, Pakistan is not allowing the United Nations, and also Pakistan not allowing the NGOs from Pakistan. They are not allowing them.
The army is seen by many here as the enemy, a perpetrator of human rights violations in the name of stamping out the Baloch rebellion. Kidnapping and torture have been well documented by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. Professor Ehsan Kamal says the state is using the earthquake as an excuse to take control of the area. Security forces say they're only in the region to distribute relief. Major General Muhammad Samriz Salik says more than 2,800 tons of food and 34,000 tents have been distributed in the hardest hit areas, including Mashki Gajar, and dismisses the need for any help from foreign relief groups. He admits there are problems delivering aid, but blames that on the rebel groups.
We are in all locations. So far, the miscreants have tried to hinder our activities. They have also tried to coerce the locals not to accept these supplies. They have, in certain cases, they have also tried to burn the supplies that were given to the locals.
But for 10-year-old Maria, who lives in a tent in Mashki Gajar, the major's explanation doesn't fit with her reality. They have hurt us, she says. They kill our people, they throw shells on our heads, they scare us children. We do not want army relief, we want them to go away. A harsh winter is not far off in Balochistan, and thousands continue to remain homeless. My hosts in Mashki Gajar tell me that most people have left to find shelter with friends and family. Those who remain behind have no idea when or if their houses will be rebuilt. For The World, I'm Mavish Ahmed in Islamabad.